This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
And welcome to another special bonus show, an audience of one. And this week we've gone back to our good friend Bob Worley, who's done some amazing work as a magician, as a juggler, and he's got something different. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Bob Worley.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Hey, Scott, I know what you're thinking. You're probably saying to yourself, why is Bob up on his roof, and why is he wearing his magic outfit?
So, wait a minute, you're up on a rope?
No, I'm up on my roof.
Can't roof?
You see me? You can't focus the
camera. Whoa, you're on the roof. Bob, what are you doing?
Right. I'm telling you, my friend, you're going to be amazed, because this week I am going to do some tight rope walking. That's right. I'm going to go walk across on this rope here from my rope to my neighbor's rope. And that is, let me tell you, that's a good 5, maybe 6 feet.
Well, your houses are awfully close together there in Pasadena.
We live down here in the city, Scott. We live down here in the city. Hey, and let me tell you something else. Unlike the juggling and the magic stuff, this I have been practicing all my life for, because I do a lot of walking. Matter of fact, I walk everywhere.
Yeah, so, but tightrope walking's a little different. You're actually, what's the dimension of this rope? I'm imagining like an inch or two.
Oh, no. It's round, you know. It's a good rope. It's, you know, I found it out in the trash, but I practice on it. Don't worry. I laid it out on the ground. I walked over it several times. I'm good to go. And I've watched a lot of videos, so I know what I'm doing.
Wow. And well, ladies and gentlemen.
It's very exciting. Well, let me tell you, Scott, before I start, watching those videos, I've learned one thing. All tightrope walkers wear those special slippers. So I went out. And I went out and bought myself a pair of the most expensive, best slippers ever. So there should be no problem walking across this rope. Let me tell you.
Well, yeah, I think they're special tightrope shoes, but you bought slippers?
Well, they're dance slippers, but they're very close. They look very similar.
I'm a little nervous, but this is exciting.
No, this will be exciting. Let me tell you, I am all prepared for it. As a matter of fact, I am so prepared that I'm going to be doing this feat without a net.
What?
That's right. No net.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's why I have this nice word, walker, spelled across my chest. As a matter of fact, let me get a this. Lee Sam, can you get a close-up on that? As you can see, it says walker or tightrope walker.
Oh, Dad, you misspelled walker. This says wanker.
It's not about the spelling, Lee Sam. It's not about the spelling. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
Scott, be prepared to be amazed, my friend. Here we go. Hey, I'm doing it.
Dad! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you okay? Oh, Mom. Scott, we got to go. Mom, call 911 again.
Oh, Lisanne, I hope he's okay. That sounds like quite a drop.
Yeah, we gotta go.
All right. Well, let us know how he is. Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Bob Worley doing a tightrope walk between two houses in Pasadena, California. I'm a little worried. It didn't sound like it went well, but we appreciate him entertaining us. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Worley. Stay tuned for next week's show. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.